Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into something pretty universal, I think. That feeling of needing to let go, especially when it feels like, well, like a higher calling is asking you to release your grip on something.
Right. And we're drawing inspiration today from an episode of the Faith Beams GP podcast. It was called When God Says Let Go.
A really evocative title.
It is. And it taps into that feeling, maybe you're facing it right now, listener, needing to let go of something important.
Yeah, a job maybe, or a relationship, a dream even.
Exactly. And often, without knowing what's supposed to come next, that's the tricky part, isn't it? The uncertainty.
It really is. So our goal here, our mission for this deep dive, is to explore the ideas and the stories from that Faith Beams GP episode.
Hopefully offering some perspective, maybe some encouragement if you're in that spot of needing to trust a bigger plan.
Trust when you're asked to let go.
Which, as the podcast points out, is deeply rooted in, well, faith traditions.
Okay, so let's dive in. The Faith Beams GP podcast kicks things off by looking at the foundation, faith itself.
Yeah, they go straight to a classic definition, Hebrews 11, verse 1.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Pretty well known.
Very. And the podcast uses this as a starting point because it frames faith not just as belief, but as substance, evidence, even for things you can't yet see.
Why is that specific idea so key to letting go, do you think, according to the podcast?
Well, what's interesting is how that chapter in Hebrews immediately gives examples. It's not just abstract.
Right. The podcast mentioned Abraham, Sarah, Noah, Moses.
Exactly. Think about Abraham, told to leave his home, his family, everything familiar.
Just based on a promise, a place he'd never even seen.
I mean, that's a huge let go, isn't it? It's not
Totally.
just moving house, it's abandoning your entire world based purely on trust in the unseen promise.
Or Noah, like you said, building a giant boat for a flood that, well, nobody had ever conceived of such a thing before.
These are radical acts of letting go of the known. And the podcast's point is, this is often how faith operates.
You trust before you fully understand why.
Precisely. The letting go part isn't about having the full blueprint first. It's about acting on that conviction, that sense that you need to release, even without all the answers.
Which naturally leads us to the big challenge, the trust itself.
Yeah, the podcast really acknowledges how difficult this is for us as humans.
Because letting go feels counterintuitive sometimes, doesn't it? We want to hold on, maintain control.
Absolutely. We crave certainty. We want the detailed plan, the map. The podcast talks about that desire for signs, for step-by-step guidance when we face these big let-go moments.
But often the prompting isn't like that. It's quieter, more of an internal nudge.
Sometimes, yes. It might not come with a full itinerary. It requires a step out based on that inner sense, that trust.
And the podcast uses a really vivid illustration for this, Peter.
Stepping out of the boat onto the water.
Jesus just says, come. That's
Yeah.
it. And Peter, well, he gets out.
But think about what had to happen first. He had to physically let go of the boat.
The only solid thing around him in that storm, his security.
That's the crux of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
He couldn't walk on water while still clinging to the side of the boat. The podcast presents this as a powerful metaphor.
That sometimes obedience, that act of letting go, is required even when the why and how aren't fully clear.
God sometimes asks for that step of trust without giving all the details up front.
And it's not just ancient stories, is it? The podcast connects us to modern life. They shared some examples.
Yes, and that's so helpful, I think. Makes it feel less abstract. They talked about three situations.
Right, there was a young woman.
Yeah, leaving a really toxic relationship, just trusting something healthier had to be out there.
And a retiree.
Feeling called to a new kind of ministry, despite, the fear that comes with big life changes, especially later in life.
And the third one was a business owner, I think.
That's right. Facing serious financial trouble, feeling prompted to release control, maybe change how they operated, and then seeing unexpected help arrive.
What stands out in those stories, as the podcast presented them, is that they weren't easy moments.
Not at all. There's likely real fear, pain, uncertainty involved for all of them. Letting go often means grappling with loss or the fear of loss.
But the podcast emphasizes that through that difficulty, something else happened.
Liberation. Transformation. It suggests that releasing our grip, however hard, can actually create the space needed for something new, something better to come in.
Okay, now there's another idea the Faith Beams GP podcast brought up that really made me think. This concept that divine plans or promises, they often don't look like anything we've seen before.
That's a really important insight. We tend to expect solutions or next steps to follow familiar patterns.
But they might not.
Right. The podcast uses the example of the Israelites at the Red Sea. They'd escaped Egypt.
Only to be trapped between the sea and Pharaoh's army.
Exactly. And there was absolutely no historical precedent for a sea parting. Nothing in their experience suggested that was even possible.
So they had to let go of Egypt, their past.
Even the terrible familiarity of slavery. And step towards this impossible-looking barrier, trusting something unprecedented would happen.
And the podcast links this to that promise in Jeremiah 29.11.
Yes. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you a future and a hope.
So the idea is letting go isn't punishment.
Not necessarily. It could actually be the pathway towards that promised future and hope, even if the path itself looks completely unexpected.
It's about shifting focus then.
The podcast encourages that shift. Focus less on what you might be losing, the comfort of the known, and more on the potential held within the promise itself. Trusting the promiser, perhaps, more than the process you can see.
Which flows into another really interesting concept they explored. This idea of renaming the place of provision. What did they mean by that?
It's this powerful idea that the very situation you fear, the place that feels like a wilderness or a trial, can actually become the exact spot where you experience divine help or provision. Unexpectedly.
Okay, how does that work? They gave an example, right?
Yes, the story of Abraham being asked to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah. An incredibly difficult, heart-wrenching let-go moment.
The ultimate test, really.
And right there, at the point of potential absolute loss, God provides a ram.
And Abraham renames the mountain.
He calls it, "The Lord will provide." Jehovah Jireh. So the place of testing, of letting go, is transformed into the place of provision.
Wow.
So the podcast kind of prompts you, the listener, to think, what's your Mount Moriah right now? What's the challenging place in your life?
Could that difficult spot actually be where a breakthrough is waiting?
That's the question it poses. Could your wilderness become your place of provision?
It seems like this all circles back to trust again, but maybe a specific kind of trust.
Yes, the podcast really digs into this. It contrasts our desire for details with, well, a deeper level of faith.
Because details are comforting, aren't they? Having the plan.
Of course. But the Faith Beams GP episode suggests that true, deep faith might operate beyond the need for all that information up front.
So what's really being asked isn't necessarily perfect understanding.
But perhaps a willingness to surrender control. To release that need to know everything before you take a step.
They use that phrase, trusting even if.
Yeah, that really resonated. Mm. Trusting even if you don't see the way forward, even if you don't feel secure, even if you don't understand the reasons why this letting go is necessary right now.
That's a profound level of trust.
It is. It's demanding. But the podcast frames it as the space where perhaps the most significant spiritual growth happens.
That idea of let go and lean in.
Exactly. It's not passive resignation. It's an active choice to lean into trust, even amidst the unknown. Yeah, three specific statements to kind of anchor this trust.
What were they again?
The first one. I trust God even when I don't have the details.
Okay. Simple but powerful.
The second. Letting go of the known makes room for the divine.
That speaks to creating space, like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. And the third, my provision is already prepared by God, referencing that Jehovah Jireh idea.
And the suggestion wasn't just to know these, but to actively use them.
Yes. Say them aloud. Maybe write them down. Try to consciously live by them, especially when that urge to grab back control or demand answers feels strong.
Like mental anchors in a storm.
That's a good way to put it. Reminders of these core principles when things feel uncertain.
So wrapping this up, the core takeaway from the Faith Beams GP episode, when God says let go, seems to be this. Letting go, while definitely challenging,
often very challenging,
is presented as a fundamental act of faith. It's
right.
Built on the belief, the trust, that something better, something intended, is actually being prepared on the other side of that release.
Right. And it encourages us to maybe reframe those moments that feel like endings or scary uncertainties.
They might not be just endings.
They could be beginnings. The start of something new, something unexpected, something positive. The podcast kind of ends with that sense that God might already be working ahead of us, preparing the way, even when we can't see it.
So a final thought maybe for you listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
What area in your life is currently asking for that kind of step, that act of faith through letting go?
And as you consider that, maybe also reflect on the possibility.
Yay.
The potential. that lies beyond that letting go, the potential for unexpected provision, for a breakthrough right where you least expect it.